Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, everyone goes through bad breakups. The first few days, it seems like the sun will never shine again. So how do we cope? Or first few months or years.
Right, and you're still getting over it.
Speaking from personal experience.
Motivational speaker and professor at American University, Dr. Omakango. I'm not even going to attempt to do the last name because I don't want to mess this up. But the doc is back. Let's put it this way. You've been with us before, and you are here to share some tips and answer emails about how you can overcome a bad breakup.
That's
and
right.
It's sometimes that bad breakup doesn't have to be like we ended in a fight or anything. It's just it just hurts.
Absolutely.
You know, the person you thought you were going to spend time with is no longer the person you're spending time with.
Right, right, aww. Right.
We'll get into one of the emails here in a second. I guess my question is, why do we have such a hard time getting over something? Even if, like you said, it's not a bad breakup where you're like, I know this is the best thing for both of us. I know we shouldn't be together. But yet we just can't imagine, we can't get over it.
Yeah, right. It's the time. It's the time that you put investing in that relationship, all of the sacrifices that you feel that you've made, and all the relationships you maybe think about that you could have had, and opportunities that you may have lost because you were involved in that relationship, or you think of the great moments you've had together, and just moving on from that becomes so painful that you can't even imagine at the moment that something greater could be waiting for you beyond the horizon.
So then how do you start thinking about that something greater?
Does it have to happen? Does it almost have to hit you in the face?
Sometimes it does have to hit you in the face, but really at the end of the day, you have to remember you woke up, you're still breathing, you have to do an assessment and think about all of the positive things that you brought to that relationship,
right.
And if you choose to move on to a future relationship, you make sure that these are the things that you're going to bring into that next relationship, but you have to give yourself the time to grieve, to be upset, because if you don't go through that process, then you could possibly sabotage your next relationship.
So right. Now how long do you grieve? There was a scene from Sex and the City where Charlotte said you stay single the amount of weeks that you dated somebody. So if you dated somebody for 2 years, then you stay single for two weeks and that kind of thing. So how long do you
There is no formula. There is
oh
no
my
formula.
Gosh.
You see you see stories where people got together, they met for a week, and then they're married for 50 years.
Right.
Or then they courted for 20 years, and then they break up the next day. So there is no formula. You have to be true to yourself. Not what people say in your ears, the gossip from the friends, the males, the females. You have to be true to yourself and honor your own process.
You'll know when you know.
That's right.
Okay.
Jessica P. wrote in, my boyfriend and I have been dating for over 4 years, and things were going great. He was my college sweetheart, and I was excited to spend the holidays with him. I found out from Instagram that he was cheating on me with another woman. What?
Whoa.
I haven't spent the last four, I've spent the last four holidays by myself, and I'm having a difficult time adjusting. What is your advice for moving on?
Well, I think really, especially holidays, this can really be a great time for renewal. And if they've been spending the holidays together for a while, this might be the time to reconnect with family, maybe to reconnect with friends, people they haven't seen in a long time. But again, in the beginning, don't be afraid to be by yourself. Take the time to think about, use this time. A lot of us, we're so occupied nowadays, we don't have time to think because so many things are occupying our lives right now. So she can actually use this time to process by herself. But then after that, start reconnecting with other people. Maybe that relationship prevented her from staying in touch with other members of her family or friends from college or high school throughout the holidays. Use this time to reconnect, and that'll help her get through this tough time.
Okay.
Yeah, enjoy the time with your family. Start a new tradition. Do something that you're like, this is what I do every for me.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, so now we have one from Nick who says, my girlfriend and I just split up a week ago. We haven't been dating long, a little over a year, but I really thought she would one day be my wife. I'm not quite sure what to do, but how can I get over the person I thought was going to be my future wife?
Well, there's two parts to that. Number one, you may not have to get over that situation just because people, when there's a breakup, they think everything's automatically over. But sometimes you just need to sit back, reflect, see what you did wrong or see what the challenges were. Maybe he can go back there and say, maybe we can try this again. Maybe we can start over. Maybe we can look at some of the mistakes that we made and go further. Now, that may not work, But just because there is a breakup, it doesn't mean that that's the end of the world. Now, if mm-hmm. that happens and it does not work, what he needs to do is make a list of all of the qualities of that relationship that he did find with her. And for the next relationship, make sure he brings some of those same qualities forward.
Okay. All right, that's good. Write it down.
Yeah.
Take notes. That makes sense. Like, think about what you brought to the table and what was good about this relationship moving forward.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We're so quick to just want to move on. We just need to sometimes calm down. It's not the end of the world. A breakup can be temporary. It doesn't have to be forever.
And sometimes we give the other person too much credit. Like, I'm nothing without you.
Right,
yeah, you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Riley writes in, I got out of a five-year relationship. About 6 months ago, I've tried dating and meeting new people, but I find myself comparing these men to my ex. Mm-hmm. As I try to move on, I'm constantly reminded of him and want to still be with him. What are the first steps I should make to forgetting about him and moving on? Kind of what we were talking about a little bit in the beginning.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. People should realize that they shouldn't always try to forget the other person. There were so many great moments, great experiences that happened with that person. Mm-hmm. Why would you just try to forget all of that? What I would suggest is look at some of the things that transpired in that relationship that worked well and make sure you look for those things going forward. If somebody gave you great support or helped you get this or helped you get that, you say, I want to make sure that my next relationship is that supportive. So pull those qualities that you enjoyed from that person and see if other people have those. But you can never forget a relationship, especially a positive one.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, you really just have to focus on those qualities that you can bring towards your next relationship.
We are out of time. Always great to see you. Thank you again for coming
in.
Thank you.
And we'll have you back again soon with more questions. We'll be right back.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.